So, well, delays to testing, it's a massive issue for GPs who are concerned that patients are not finding out if they had COVID-19, but now who feel that they're fit to return to work. Yvonne Williams, a GP in the Shannon Medical Centre in County Clare, told Sean O'Rourke on the Today programme on RT Radio that she's been inundated with calls from patients who are looking to go back to work early after just 5 or 6 days of illness.
It's a massive issue, and I suppose GPs are increasingly concerned that we have a lot of patients who are finishing their 14 days of isolation and still have not received results, so they are now fit to return to work, but they don't know whether they actually had COVID-19 or not. We've had a couple of colleagues who have had patients who've become unwell, had to go into hospital, and in one case, unfortunately, have passed away without yet receiving a COVID-19 result, according to that GP. So that family still don't know. They're waiting on a swab now to find out if that death was COVID-related or not.
Yes, that
is... a lot of healthcare workers as well, who, there's, you know, practice nurses, public health nurses, who are waiting over a week, and they're essential frontline staff, and they can't get back to work because of these delays.
And just before we came on air, I spoke to GP Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who's also lead advisor for COVID-19 with the Irish College of General Practitioners. And I asked her if these delays are being experienced by other GPs.
Well, yes, I think there certainly are problems with getting results back, and I think it's difficult for the people who are waiting for the results. I think what's important to stress is that the test or the result of the test does not change the advice that we give to people. So if your doctor has either scheduled for you for a test or has advised you that you may have symptoms of COVID-19, and now, as you know, we've narrowed the testing criteria and we're testing a lot less people, the advice is still the same. You need to go home and you need to self-isolate, and those in your close circle, so essentially those in your household, also need to practice restricted movements. And this is because what we want to do is we want to try and reduce the spread of COVID-19 as much as possible. So we want to try to limit it to the person who's got symptoms, or at least their household contacts. And I do understand everyone would like to know whether they had their test, I suppose. And I know that the HSE are trying their best to try to get on top of the issues with the delay in getting test results. And they're definitely going to try to prioritise healthcare workers so that they can get back and know that they can get back to work as quickly as possible.
Just on that getting back to work issue, for people who are adhering to the guidelines and they're self-isolating and so on, waiting for their test result, it's very difficult for them to get back to work if they don't know whether they had it or not. Their employers are probably concerned about the length of time that they should be off work and not in work. How do you resolve that for those people who are waiting?
Okay, well, I think they need to follow the public health guidance on this, and the public health guidance is that they need to stay at home and self-isolate for 14 days after the onset of their symptoms, the last 5 days of which need to be fever-free. After that, they are, depending on where they're working, they may need to just check with their GP and double check with their employer and occupational health. But the vast majority of those people, if they're actually allowed to go to work, because most people are not allowed to work or have to work from home, then they should be okay to go to work.
Okay. Are you aware of a change whereby if a GP requests a test, contact tracing is now starting once that request is made? Has that happened?
Yeah, I think it's probably best not to look at the word, to use the word contact tracing, because that's a sort of a medical term. So essentially, anyone who has symptoms and who has been told to self-isolate at home, whether they're going to get a test or not, what we really need to do is we need to get them to focus on people in their own household or circle who may be in that vulnerable group that we now want to give priority to testing. So you yourself may be fairly fit and healthy, you're recovering at home, you have mild symptoms, but maybe granny has moved in for the duration with you. Maybe there's somebody in your household who has chronic heart disease, who's recovering from cancer, who's on drugs that suppress their immune system. Those are the vulnerable people we now need to try to focus on. So if you have symptoms and there's somebody in your immediate circle who's in that vulnerable group, if they start to develop any type of respiratory symptoms, then it's really important that you contact their GP and that they are prioritised for testing.
You're concerned as well, Dr. O'Connor, about patients with other medical issues who are reluctant to contact their GPs, and they really should be contacting them.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the public have been fantastic. I mean, they're being so good, and we get the sense that they don't want to bother us. But we are, you know, obviously everyone is under pressure in the health service, and we've all moved and changed to flexible working conditions and video messaging, and we're all getting really good at telephone triaging. But, you know, normal medical conditions will still happen. I mean, we have pregnant women who need their antenatal care. We have babies being born who need immunizations. But we also have people who are getting unwell. So, like, you know, if somebody has severe abdominal pain, if they feel they have an asthma attack coming on, if they've got, you know, if they're starting to get chest discomfort, they could be getting angina. You know, we people can't ignore these symptoms. So if you are concerned, just we want you to phone us, and we can make an assessment over the phone whether that's something that we need to see you face to face. And we can see people safely face to face. We're just trying, like everyone else, we're trying to practice the social distancing. And if we don't need to see you face to face, we won't. But we still can do that, and we can do that safely.
That's Dr. Nuala O'Connor. Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar addressed the issues around test result delays when he spoke to reporters during a visit to a temporary step-down health facility in City West in Dublin a short time ago.
In Ireland, we've decided as a country to do a lot of tests, and we're in the top tier of countries in the world when it comes to the number of tests we're doing, and that's the right thing to do in terms of containing the virus. But we are running into difficulties, and we need to be honest with people and frank about that. There is a global shortage of testing kits, there's a shortage of reagents, and we also need laboratory capacity. So we are going to have bumps in the road where there are delays at particular points in time. But we'll do everything we can, working with international partners and companies, to make sure that we continue to maximise the number of tests that we do, and that we prioritise people working in healthcare facilities.
That's Antishak speaking a short time ago. Well,